This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And good Saturday morning once again. Hope you got big plans for this National Hunting and Fishing Day. We've got four locations across the state that will be doing celebrations sponsored by Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. Everything outdoors going on there, it's all free admission. Wadeel Wildlife Refuge on Flannery Road in Baton Rouge from 8 to 1. Bodcaw WMA Shooting Range, that's in Houghton from 9 to 2. Up in Woodworth from 8 to 1:30 at the Woodworth Shooting Range on Robinson Bridge Road. And in Monroe, West Monroe, Ouachita Parish Rifle Range. And that goes on from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. You know, I mentioned earlier that they have not put one of these on in the New Orleans, Jefferson, St. Tammany area. And I've often asked why, but I don't really get an answer. They said, well, the one in Wadeel and Baton Rouge. But Baton Rouge is not all that close to New Orleans. And I really think Orleans Parish, because it's such an urban area, probably needs this more than anywhere else in the state. Other people who live in rural areas probably get a good exposure to out of doors, but when you live in a concrete area, it just doesn't happen. And this would, I think, go a long way. But for whatever reason, maybe they just don't like the neighborhood. I'm not sure, but I would really love to hear somebody from Department of Wildlife and Fisheries explain why the largest populated area in the state is absent from a National Hunting and Fishing Day celebration. But if you haven't got one to go to, coming up on Saturday, October 13th, National Wildlife Refuge Week will be a weekend. There'll be a big celebration that Saturday at the Big Branch National Wildlife Refuge, which is located in Lacombe in St. Tammany Parish, and that is a great event, and it's a really nice place. Check it out, because if you go there once, you'll be back again and again. All right, I also want to remind you, we got a Cajun invasion hunt coming up December 3rd and 7th. I got to call Brett Weibel and find out if he's still got any openings. We had one hunter that's going to be coming along. He signed up about a week or 10 days ago, and they still had some openings. They are very limited on how much space. If you've never hunted pheasants and you want to in South Dakota, come with us. You'll be part of the TV crew, radio show. We do all that up there. Check it out. You can go to my webpage, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. You can't miss it. Got a big banner there. It says Cajun Invasion Trips. Also, we got the Alaska trip is open, and they're starting to take bookings for that. All right, we are still on Manatee Watch in the Gulf Coast. And I got my old buddy Captain Mac sent me a picture of one. He snapped a picture on the North Shore. Manatee sightings, they're happening now. Tis the season for those big fellas, those big jovial teddy bears that float around. Be careful. Don't, if you see them, give them plenty of room. They're not the most mobile animal on the planet. All right, Ducks Unlimited, Mandeville Covington chapter's got a happy hour scheduled for this Thursday, September 27th, 6 p.m. at the Chimes. And over our Alabama Ducks Unlimited chapters, we've got the Mobile chapter has their banquet coming up this Thursday evening. And then the Alabama Gulf Coast chapter has their dinner in Orange Beach. And that is the next day, Friday, September 28th. You can go to Ducks Unlimited's website, and you can find all kind of information about chapters in your local area and the different events that they put on. All right, let's get back to the text board. Let's see. It says you can take Martha's training wheels off. She did a great job last week. Martha doesn't have any training wheels, let me tell you, on nothing. That she is the real deal, and I have every bit of confidence in her doing this show just as well as I can, believe me. Got one from Dave P. Nola here. Not quite clear on that one. This one says the reports on Lake Pontchartrain on trout. Bayou Adventure claims speckled trout being caught in grass beds along the shoreline. That is a fact. Also got Keith Lusher shot a little video, you know, his North Shore report. He and Forrest Green got into a feeding frenzy in Bayou Bonfica. Some people call it Bayou Liberty. They kind of joined together there on the North Shore Pontchartrain. Good mix of white and speckled trout there. We're hearing from Orrin May in Baton Rouge with the Rocky Elk Mountain Elk Foundation. Said fall is a cross-country season. They're racing in Port Hudson with the Warriors. Safe travels and make some memories. We have Justin from Marrero. Says, I caught these Wednesday in Lafitte. Sorry, Justin, but this text board does not allow photographs to come in. So maybe you can send it to my email address, and you'll find that on my webpage at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. And then we have someone headed to the Pearl River WMA today. Forgot about this. Youth squirrel season. You know, squirrel season opens up first weekend in October, but the youths always get the jump on it. Ooh, going to be hot, though. Going to be hot and sticky if a squirrel hunting. Maybe a hog if they get lucky. If you get lucky and get a hog, take care of it. All right, we get all of these messages from the plants. You know, I mentioned that plants being 24 operations, they don't allow TV to be watched, but radios are fine. We've got a lot of listeners, and this is from the Davant Coal Elevator on the water side. They listen every weekend. That's from John on the West Bank. Then we had one earlier from Geismar. Got one that says they've been working at the Marathon Refinery all night, going home to cut the grass. Boy, whew, hope you got a riding mower, not a push mower. That's all I can tell you. All right, if you are at a plant, we'd love to hear from you. Let us know where you keep us on at the plants. 24-hour shift workers, love to hear from you guys. All right, we come back after this. Captain Mike Gallo joins us. Saw a little sneak preview of some beautiful catch of specks and white trout. Nothing big, but some nice fish. We'll find out where he's been catching them. Also get some redfish on there for you, too. We'll be back to do it right after this timeout. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And welcome back in. We've got more fishing reports to go. Mike Gallo coming up. I want to remind you his reports are brought to you by Seato. You know, you don't leave the dock without peace of mind, and you'll know that a Seato captain is standing by 24/7 if you ever need help while you're out there boating on the water. $179 for a whole year. Get you a membership. You renew it year after year. Give it as a gift to someone you love and you really care about. And we even had a text message came in just a little while ago from Captain Zach. He's one of the captains with Seato, and he wanted to remind everyone, drink plenty of water on these hot, hot days and always operate your vessel sober. No better advice than that. He's heading down to Hopedale Marina for the weekend. That's where he's going to be on standby. It's good to know he's out there. If you need assistance, all you got to do is holler. And if you want to find out where the fish are in the eastern area of Louisiana, we find this guy, Captain Mike Gallo. He found some trout this week. I know he did, and maybe even some redfish. Captain Mike, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine, Don. How are you?
Oh, I'm recovering from a long weekend in Disney last week.
I remember doing that when Jeffrey was younger. It was a lot of fun, but it's like you, it's off my bucket list.
Yeah. Yeah, one and done, I think, is the name of that game. But, hey, it's worth the experience. The place is what a business model they have, huh, for making money. That's all I can tell you. But, you know, everything is run. They use high technology to control things now. I mean, it's just amazing on how they keep tabs on everything, how clean the place is, how efficient they are, how nice the people are. The only thing is, sometimes you got to wait in line for some stuff over there, but that's the way it is, you know. You're over there, you got time, that's what you're doing. So,
right, relax and enjoy.
Yep. Well, one thing I didn't do over there was fish, and I know you've been doing some of that. I got to fish with Captain Clyde Foltz, the crappie psychic, who went out and nailed some catfish this past Thursday. It's on the Fish and Game Report on my website, and I'm going to be talking to him a little bit later on because those are Zalman's catfish or something else. But, you know, that's the one fish that we targeted small fish. We didn't want big fish because they just taste better.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
it's kind of the same thing with trout. You know, the smaller ones are a little sweeter, a little better tasting.
Right. Right, always better the younger ones.
Look like you had a really nice catch. Who was that couple in the picture with you that you took out and laid all those trout out?
I was fishing with Mike and Mary Thornton. They are from Macomb, Mississippi area. Been fishing with them about, I think we figured around 12 years that I've been fishing with them. They came in and stayed at the lodge, and we went out yesterday morning and got lucky and found them in a deep pass. Fishing a ledge with some current running past it. We started them with live shrimp on the bottom with a drop shot. And after we got them going pretty good, I switched her husband, Mike, over to a sparkle beetle, old-fashioned sparkle beetle on a drop shot. And he was catching them just as good as she was. And when we ran out of shrimp about 11:30, we came on in. And I cleaned them for 2 hours.
Well, I tell you, it sounds like you found the perfect storm. Deep moving water that's holding bait in it. It's clean water. That's got to be a hit, you know?
Right. Now, we had several other boats go out. We got 4 boats going out this morning. We had 3 boats go out yesterday. A couple of them headed over to the Biloxi Marsh. where they caught lots of redfish, fishing dead shrimp under a popping cork. And I had one boat that bounced around in the Lake Catherine area and the Mud Lake area. Some people call it Little Lake or Mud Lake down towards the Pearl River. And he caught some speckled trout. They were more scattered, fishing along the grass beds. Same thing, about 18 to 24 inches under a popping cork. You'd catch 3 to 5 in one spot, and then they'd kind of play out. And you'd get back on the trolling motor and move some more, find one here, find 3 or 4 friends with him. That would play out, and then that became your pattern. Just kind of stay moving.
Any trips into northern Biloxi Marsh?
I think most of them have been down around the southwest branch. That area has seemed to be more consistent with the redfish, and it's a little shorter run. So when you have your options, you just take the shorter run, you know, getting over that way.
Mm-hmm. How about triple tail? Any reports of those? I mean, if they're going to come, it's time.
Well, we've had a pretty good shrimping season, and when we have a good shrimping season, the crabbers take a lot of the traps out of the water, so we have less targets to look at and see the triple tail because they like to hang around the crab floats. I've seen and caught 3 this year. Only one of them was an actual keeper. And I hear similar stories from other people that fish them, anywhere mm-hmm. from 3 to 5, depending on how often you're able to get out there and look for them.
Yeah. Well, what's your plan today?
Today I got 4 boats going out, and I think it's 2 doing trout and 2 doing redfish. So I shared with them where I caught them in that deep pass. Areas like Unknown Pass and Wrigley's Pass, Chefman Tour Pass. I think Chefman Tour Pass itself is underfished. I rarely see some unfished in Chefman Tour Pass itself. But anyway, down by the castle, by Biloxi, I didn't go to the wall, but that's definitely moving water through those openings in the wall. So I could see that being an area where there could be some trout caught also.
So sounds like a...
That'll be our game plan today, yeah.
Sounds like a good one. Mike, I can get you at aaofla.com. You're all over my webpage. And give them the telephone number if they want to call you at the office.
You could call me or text me at 985-781-7811.
All right, Mike, y'all try to stay cool out there today. Cold weather's coming,
yeah.
Promise. It's coming. It ain't here
I
yet.
Hope so. I hope
we'll see
so.
You next
we'll
time.
Be plenty of water. All right, Don.
Do
see
that.
You next week.
Thank you. Mike Gallo, he's over there in the Slidell area at the Spots and Dots Lake House Lodge. Beautiful little place set right there by Salt Bayou. All right, we got lots of text messages. I'll try to catch up on those, but we also have Captain Eric Mohabarak standing by with a paddler/peddler. Not the kind of peddler selling stuff. He peddles his kayak. That's what he's got, hands-free. Back with his report right after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And that's time for the Paddlers/Peddlers Report with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club, presented to you by Massey's. Their outfit locations are in Mid-City, New Orleans, Covington, Baton Rouge. They've got the best kayak fishing models from brands like Hobie, Jackson Kayak, and Native Watercraft. You can check out their website at MasseyOutfitters.com or check them out on Facebook. Joining us now is Captain Eric Mohabarak, one of our field reporters. He calls it the Peddlers Report because he's got a hands-free model. Hello and good morning to you, Captain Eric. Well, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Don. How y'all doing this morning?
Great, man. Great. We've been hoping to get some cool weather in here in the next couple of weeks and really get this transition kicked up. Let's start off over in Sabine Lake. What can you add to Captain Kirk's report this morning? He was telling us about over there near the state line by Texas. What's going on over there?
Yeah, this comes from one of my buddies. He's on a Hobie kayak team, Merrill. He fishes that area quite often. It seems as if he's been doing very well. He's talking about the jetties, getting a few, catching fish on the spinner blades and crankbaits, bouncing them off the rocks, actually, using things like, you know, rattle traps and deep diver. He likes his Kevin Van Dam ones. I can't remember the exact name of them, but he bounces them off the rocks, and he's been catching a few trout and some nice reds over there. He also said east of Blue Buck Point in the morning for trout and redfish in the evening. And Lighthouse Cove Reef should be holding some trout in the morning. Like I said, he's been doing pretty good over there. So you can, you know, and he's a real good fisherman, actually. He puts his work in and gets things done. So it looks like things are picking up over there. I've only fished Sabine once, and that was out of a boat, and we were chasing birds, which is a unique a fishing area over there. I enjoyed it. It just seemed something different than what I'm used to. You know, it kind of reminds me of Lake Pontchartrain a little bit. They do have some big fish caught over there in February also in the flats.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about the mouth of Bayou Lacombe. And in fact, you know, typically this time of year, when you get in late September, October, those white trout, speckled trout seem to just get drawn in like a magnet into those North Shore bayous and rivers.
Yeah, they've been catching quite a few trout. Actually, I picked up on information. Someone caught a limit out there the other day this week. Shannon's got details over there at Bayou Adventure and also has live bait, which helps a lot. But they fish in the grass beds and stuff like that. You know, working your plastics over the grass beds, top waters first thing in the morning. I highly suggest I like that jerk shad by Berkeley Gulp. That works really well. And just a plain hook. Just kind of whip it across the top of the grass beds, and that seems to pull them up out of the holes, you know. But they've been catching some decent fish, like the other reports have been saying, 16, 14, 16 inches. You know, I haven't heard of anything really big being caught. But then again, it's lucky to be catching, I think, because yesterday's trip I had, whoa, that was a rough one.
Well, you know, if you don't have a lot of time to fish, you know, there's a lot of things going on, football season, all that. Man, yeah. You had one heck of a trip down there at Yellow Cotton. Huh?
Yeah, we did. Four of us went out, and literally it took us longer to get to the spot than to catch the fish. Now, two of them took off and went and fished some islands. They were looking for some trout, which they ended up landing three. Then they side-casted redfish. Me and the other guy, we went and strictly fished the redfish. And literally in like 6-8 minutes, we had a limit of 10 redfish. And we could have kept catching them. Don, I'd love to know the numbers on it. But it seems as if from like Myrtle Grove all the way to Venice, it must be the largest school of 18 to 22-inch redfish that's ever been in Plattsburgh Parish. Because yesterday I actually went out on a search trip looking for trout, and I didn't get any trout. I got three trout, and we got nothing really to talk about, 12 inches, 14-inch fish on the trout using that open and night color. And I caught redfish again, another limit of redfish, and I was specifically fishing reefs and open water and points that hold shells, that have shells on them, where I usually produce some beautiful 20-inch fish. And the trout just doesn't seem to be moving into this area yet. We need a cold front or something to push in. Water's still hot, though, too. I believe it was 84 degrees yesterday. I just don't have an answer on why the trout aren't coming in yet.
Well, you know, certain areas, they are starting to show up. That area may just be a little bit delayed on it for whatever reasons. Now, Fallen Tide is coming up. That is the Bayou Coast Kayak Club's, I think it's the second biggest tournament of the year?
Yeah, it's the second biggest one. Usually it's 150 folks to 200 folks in the kayaks. And that's going to be on October 6th. And they, you know, a live bait is included in this year. They just changed the rule on that this year. It used to be just all artificial, so. Now that puts a new twist to it. And then, you know, it should be a pretty interesting tournament. Hopefully we get a little cool front, push some of them trout in.
And where's the headquarters?
That's going to be at Cypress Cove.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and for the members of the club, if you're a member, they're actually got a discount on the rooms if you're a member of the club for Cypress Cove. So that's save you a couple dollars there, too. But there's plenty of places to stay down there, too, if it's booked up. I don't know if it's booked up yet. It usually gets booked pretty quick. But they'll have kayaks crawling all over South Plattsburgh Parish that day. You know?
Yes, indeed. Well, it should be a good turnout, and hopefully with this weather, and you know, if we get a little front between now and then, things will even be much, much better. BCKFC.org, right?
Yeah, that's it. That's it for sure. Yeah, that's the Bayou Coast Kayak Club.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody wants to get a hold of Eric Mahawarak and book a trip on a kayak, how do they do that?
Well, they can look on your site and on your website, and they can get a hold of me there, or they can call me at 504-313-8292, or they can look on Facebook, the Louisiana Kayak Company, and also on Instagram, the Louisiana Kayak Company.
All right. Sounds good, Eric, and I hope you have a nice day today, and we'll catch up with you in 2 weeks when you do the next report.
All right, Don, we're heading out right now. I'll yell at you later, buddy.
Go get him. There he goes, Captain Eric Mohamarak. All right, coming back after this, I'm going to tell you about some roadkill on a menu at a restaurant. Well, it was attempted to be on there, but the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries stepped in and prevented that from happening. That story on the Bad Boys coming up next. Text messages at 870-870, Ryan Lambert in a duck blind, and also going to tell you about a redfishing tournament going on over in Slidell this morning. All that's still to come right after this time out on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, and the accolades continue to come in for the job that Martha Spencer did hosting this show last week while I was at Disney, and this one says, and she is prettier. You'll get no argument from me at all on that one. In fact, Bayou Wild TV, and I'm glad that came up because I forgot to give you the address where you can purchase some of those Bayou Wild collection items. We've got the hats, we've got the visors, the dry fit long sleeve fishing shirts, and the T-shirts are all for sale online now. Here's where you go. ShopSFT.com. ShopSFT.com and order away. They'll ship them directly to you. That's for visors, hats, and shirts of two types, the tee and also the long sleeve. You'll see the picture of them there. You've probably seen us wearing them on camera, and a lot of people have been asking about them. So glad we finally got that set up and you can get going with it. Also, I got this one that wanted to know about the ad for digital learning session, wants the link for it. You got to be a little more specific. I'm not sure what ad you're talking about. A digital learning session. Send me some more details on it, and I'll be happy to text you the link if I have it for whatever that is. Also, they got us turned on at the paper mill up in Bogalusa. You know, everybody says, how do you stand that smell? They always say, that's the smell of money. Yes, it is. All right, right after this quick 10-second pause, we got one of the more unusual Bad Boy stories, a possible roadkill being served in a restaurant. We'll find out all about it right after we let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. Now, we've all heard some of the distasteful things rumored to be going on in Oriental restaurants. Well, a tip from a Franklin Parish police officer conducting a security check led Department of Wildlife and Fisheries agents to what appeared to be the makings of a good roadkill dish at the Garden Hen Restaurant in Winnsboro, Louisiana, where during the check, he found a dead spotted fawn in the cooler. Agents responding to his call found the owner of the restaurant at his residence butchering the fawn. The perpetrator said he found the fawn on the side of Highway 17 as roadkill and took it to his cooler at the restaurant. But when he learned that a deputy may have found the fawn in the cooler, he took it to the house. Possession of a spotted fawn, live or dead, is illegal, and cited and facing possible fines of $750 and 30 days in jail is 61-year-old Sumchan Shantapanya of Winnsboro, Louisiana, our Bad Boy of the Outdoors. Yeah, who knows? You know, you put a little ginger, some garlic, a few Szechuan peppers on some roadkill spotted fawn. Hey, might be a real delicacy. Of course, I think a lot of that depends on how freshly killed and how long it's been laying on a hot, sunny road. Not sure. Well, we may never find out on that one. All right, coming back right after this, we hunted teal. Martha Spencer, Chris LeCocq, our cameraman, and Ryan Lambert down in the east side of the Mississippi River. And we struggled, but we managed to come away with a few birds. Find out how Ryan Lambert's doing during this teal season, which has been pretty slim in the east because of lack of birds, but no lack of fish they've been catching there. We'll get a full report coming back after this time out on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. Well, he may have some plastic later in the day, but right now he's got steel because he's looking for teal in the duck blind. I'm talking about Captain Ryan Lambert of Cajun Fishing Adventures, who's out there right now, probably set up in some Rosso cane blind or mung bushes, and he and a couple of buddies are looking to shoot some of those little blue wings. How's it going, Captain Ryan?
You're like a poet and you don't even know it, huh?
Oh, I got ESPN. I can see everything. You know, I got visual on it. And kind of the same scene we had. Hopefully you got more birds than we had earlier in the week.
There are all more birds, but boy, they are not working. He got one blind that's really whacking them hard. But I hunted a blind yesterday, and they avoided us like the plague. We killed, I think we knocked down 13 birds.
Now, did you go into the spot where we should have been?
Uh-huh, yesterday, and they wouldn't come.
And they didn't want to go there. That's crazy.
So I moved to the spot where they were going yesterday, and they look like they want to do the same thing today. But if they come, I am going to shoot them right in their face.
I don't know.
They educated teal. Teal are not supposed to be educated birds.
No. Especially, you know, they're young, they're stupid, they haven't been shot at yet, but yet something's happening, man. They're reading the pamphlet, I think, you know.
Yeah.
They're finding out about those dates. Well, hopefully you'll get some teal, and don't let us interrupt you. If you see some, go ahead and call and pull the gun on them, and we'll pick it up from there. But fishing, tell me about fishing. I was talking to your brother Terry. He said he's been doing pretty good over there.
Yeah, actually, Ty and Terry and a bunch of them, I mean, the reds have been just a sure thing, and all of a sudden we start catching limits of trout. So, you know, not all the boats, but there's some nice trout, too. So I said, we'll take it. They're just moving in. Everything's starting to happen. Even though the river is coming up, you know, it's way up there. Oh, they're high right now. They just move it. There's another one in front, y'all. Well, they're just going back and forth. They're not looking for nothing. But, you know, after they feed a while, then they're going to be looking to rest and come into these more open spots.
What have you done with the robos? You know, you had a little bit of question about whether the robos were keeping them away from us. You know, sometimes those things can work against you. Sometimes they work for you. I didn't think it had any effect on them. Did you turn them off today? You still got them rolling.
No, I got them out there. That's the only time of year I use them. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. If the birds... I don't think it's the robos that they're moving from. I think it's just a blind shot. That's hard to believe. If it gets to it, I'll go turn the robos off in a heartbeat. You know, it won't bother me a bit to go turn them off. But we'll wait a little while to make sure what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
They're not wanting to come in the decoys, and it's set up beautiful.
Yeah.
But the river's going to crest, you know, at the end of the month. We got a cold front coming in next weekend. So with the full moon coming in this, we're going to be pushing a lot of birds. The redfish are off. The big bulls are off spawning right now. They have evacuated the marsh, and the trout have moved in. So everything's right on time. Mother Nature's doing her thing.
I'm looking at the river showing a rise. That must be from all that rain they had in the Midwest. But, you know, this time of year, normally it's falling like crazy.
Well, it was already down to 3-something. And we had a big flood in Minnesota and Wisconsin, and all that water's coming. We had a flood in Arkansas, and those cold fronts are starting to come through. It's going to fall out really quick at the first of the month. I don't know how low it'll go. It just depends on how many fronts we get in. But it'll be a good fall. Mm-hmm. I mean, the fish are moving in, the trout are in the bays. You know, if the river's up, then they'll get out the river and get in the bays, and they, you know, sometimes they're easier to target. We just hadn't had a low river situation, and this will make 8 years we haven't been able to fish in the river for trout, you know, up where we're at.
8 years. It's been that long, huh?
Yep. Well, you think about it, we opened the Bonnie Carey 4 out the last 7 years.
Yeah.
Makes for high rivers, you know, and then they come up early. There's just no place to keep the water up north with all the locks and dams filling up with sediment. You know, there's no place to hold the water up north, so everything's got to come down to us. So just the way it works, you know, until they get it fixed.
Sure is fun when they get in that river, though. Ooh, when that salt water goes. Oh, man.
That's, I like vertical
stuff.
Jigging them in that deep water. I like that. But
God, it's been 8 years since we did that. Doesn't seem that long. How time flies. Huh?
Yeah, we still got fly fishing and sight fishing. We got it all going on right now. So the big bulls,
when will they move back in?
After the full moon, from dark till about 9:30 on the full moon, they will go crazy. And if you're only getting sex once a year, you're not late. You are there waiting. So that's it for them. So they're waiting on us.
I don't know where you learned that tip, but it's a good one. All right, look, you go ahead and keep on quacking. Try to work on them teal early, and then I know y'all going to fish this afternoon, too. Or is that a separate trip?
Okay, buddy.
Separate trip for fishing? Okay, man, go get them. We're going to call you later on, about 8:30, get a full report.
Sounds great.
There he goes. Go get him. He's got the gun in one hand. He's got a duck call in the other and a cell phone. And how many hands does he have? All right, here's some more text coming in. Let's see. Morning, Don. You bring some mouse ears home to be mounted? No, man. You price those mouse ears in Disney for a pair of mouse ears? He is headed, this is the Lafayette Yak, he's headed to Woodville, trimming the tackle box for the range bag. Thanks for the show. Biscuits and boudin coffee, always good. All right, where's some good crabbing? I tell you what, depending on what kind of crabbing you want to do, whether you want to do traps, boat, whatever, just for old, good old bank crabbing, you can't hardly beat Grand Isle. Oh, no, sir. Go down there. You can catch crabs for sure. All right, we come back after this. See what else we got on the calendar here. We got some calendar items to tell you about. Oh, Battle for the Bayou's going on tonight. Got to tell you about that, too. We'll be back to do it right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, got some events going on. Don't forget about Save Louisiana Coalition's Battle for the Bayou tonight. It's a fundraiser and a silent auction. It's from 6 until 10 p.m. tonight at the Frederick Segura Civic Center. That's on Judge Perez and Chalmette. Free food, live music, Louisiana seafood, auctions for fishing trips and merchandise. Rockin' Carlo is one of the places providing the food, and you know it's got to be good. That's the Save Louisiana Coalition's Battle for the Bayou tonight, 6 to 10 at the Segura Civic Center on Judge Perez Drive in Chalmette. Also going on over in Slidell, our Lady of the Lord's Church has got their Redfish Tournament going on. Jeff Rogers joins us. Jeff, I just got a few minutes, but tell people what's going on over there and what's in store for people that are going to visit today.
Yeah, good morning, Don. Yeah, we have a little tournament going on at the docks. Our Lady of Lords Redfish for Cash. And the weigh-in's around 3 o'clock today. They're going to have some live music and food and drinks. It'll be a good time. So if you're in the neighborhood and you have time, come out and enjoy it.
Is it too late to sign up and fish it?
I think so, Don. Blast off's already taken off at 6:30, so everybody's on their way. It is a trailered event where you can trailer your boat wherever, but as long as you're back for 3 o'clock. But I don't think you can still get into the tournament.
All right. But at the dock at 3 o'clock is where the weigh-in and the awards presentation and a lot of fun and bragging and all that stuff's going on.
Yeah, that's right. It's a good family event. It all supports Our Lady of Lords School in Slidell, and it should be a great time.
How are they judging? Is it similar to redfish tournaments where, you know, you weighing in two biggest, 16 to 27?
It's two. And actually, Sam Barbera is the weight master today. So.
Uh-oh. Now, you know things are going to be run right if Sam's weighing the fish, that's for sure.
Oh, you know. That's right.
Well, Jeff, are you fishing it or are you just a spectator?
I am. I'm fishing in it. We're on our way down to Delico right now. We had a really rough day yesterday. We went out scouting, and, gosh, we covered 50 miles and caught two fish all day. I think with that storm board and killed a lot of the grass. It's been dirty. Water's been kind of high.
Yeah.
But you know what they say, any day in the water is better than working, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, it may be a little bit of a low oxygen problem. If some of that detritus dies and, you know, creates a problem of low oxygen, those fish might have moved away from there to get to some better water.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you might have to bring some extra gas to find them.
That's right, exactly.
Well, good luck to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Don. We appreciate it.
Hey, good luck to you. And, yeah, hopefully you all get a great turnout and a good fundraiser. You certainly got some decent weather for it.
All righty. Thank you, Don.
All right. That's Jeff Rogers talking about the Our Lady of Lords Redfish Tournament. They've been putting this on now for quite a few years. The dock in Slidell is the location. Stop by there at 3 o'clock, and you can take part in some of the festivities and congratulate the winners. All right. We got some other events coming up. Like I told you, October is a very busy month, and, boy, they got them coming up. We've got the Slidell Wild Game and Seafood Cook-Off for Freddie Drennan. Ex-mayor, ex-sheriff, boy, what a great guy and what a great event. I've been going to this thing since it started. I don't know how many years now. I think it's around 14 or 15 years. It's set up to be at Fritchie Park in Slidell, October the 6th. And you pay one price, it's like $15, and you get to eat as much as you want of all the type. And you have a People's Choice Award, and it's for wild game, but there's also seafood and regular barbecue. $5 for kids. If they're younger than 6, they get in absolutely free. I think this is going to be a special celebration of that wild game cook-off. Get there early because there's a lot of folks going to be there. Also coming up that same weekend, October 6th and 7th, at the Castine Center, Pelican Park in Mandeville, the Louisiana Wildfowl Festival. That's the Carver's competition. They also have an auction on Sunday where you can purchase some of the wildlife art. And you look at these decoys that are hand-carved and painted, you would swear they are alive. And if you kind of blew on the feathers, you expect them to move. But it's wood. Castine Center, Mandeville's Pelican Park, Sunday and Saturday, October 6th and 7th. Also for you duck hunters, Waterfowl Talk is going to be going on. This is hosted by the Louisiana Wildlife Federation. Guy you've heard on this show many times, Larry Reynolds, waterfowl study leader, is going to be making a discussion of all the aspects of waterfowl habitat, populations, and regulations. It's going to be at the Baton Rouge Main Library, room 102. That's on Goodwood Boulevard in Baton Rouge, Wednesday, October the 10th at 6:30 p.m. And then the following night, October the 11th, come join us at the Wild Night Out, Louisiana Wildlife and Fisheries Foundation's fundraiser at Live Oak Arabians. Doors open at 5:30. If you want tickets or information, call Sam Barbera or stop by there at the dock where he's weighing those redfish today, 225-405-7827. All right, coming up immediately after this program, we are going to be doing more outdoors. I've got Keith Lusher, Wendy Billiott, the Bayou Woman, who is now the president of the Louisiana Outdoor Writers Association. They will be joining me. We're going to have a discussion. We do it once a month on Hunt Fish Talk program. We're going to be talking about those Plaquemines Parish permits that were put into effect, also the nutria season, and also a controversial crab regulations. We'll be discussing all of that. Then from 8 to 8:30, we're going to get some live in-the-blind teal reports from all across the state, find out how the teal hunters are doing. And at 8:30, Captain Clyde Foltz, the crappie psychic, we're going to be talking about that catfish trip we made to DeZalman's and also what's ahead for the fall Soccolet season. All that's coming up. We say goodbye to our affiliate stations. We'll see you again next week, same time, same place, 5 to 7 a.m. on our flagship station, WWL, and our affiliate stations all across the state. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.